Sometimes we're sad even though things are working out. We just don't realize it. We're going to talk about that on this episode of The Gary Zimak Show. Stay tuned. Here we go. Hey there. Welcome to the program. It's Tuesday. My name is Gary Zimak, and I'm going to be here for the next 30 minutes. So glad you could join me on the show. Today, we're going to look at the mass readings for Tuesday within the octave of Easter, and I'll tell you, we have got some great readings. I alluded to it at the start of the program, but this gospel today is going to present a powerful, powerful message to us. Sometimes we're sad, even though we have no right to be, because things are working out. We just don't see it at the time. And of course, if you look at the crucifixion of Jesus, it sure didn't look like things were working out at the time, but in reality, things worked out just as good, if not better, than anybody could have expected. They were redeemed. The people were redeemed, but they just didn't realize it. I think so many times we look at things in our own life the same way. We think that everything's falling apart. We think that we're at the end of our rope, that we're just facing a complete hopeless situation, but yet God will do something, and it'll appear to be an unpleasant thing, but in reality, he's at work in our lives. Let me tell you something. That is the secret to experiencing peace, to begin to look for these signs and to always seek out Jesus. I am going to renew my dedication today to continue to bring Jesus Christ alive to people. I want to bring people close to Christ. I want to let them know that Jesus is real and that he can be our best friend. That was my goal. If you remember at the start of this year, if you were with me back then, you remember that I talked about this as being my goal for 2016, to become closer personal friends with Jesus Christ and to share him with others. Now, even though we went through the Rediscover Retreat book throughout our Lenten radio retreat, even though I have a book out now, Find a Real Friend in Jesus, 10 Amazingly Easy Steps, my job isn't done. My job of growing closer to Christ, it's only begun. And even if you read these books, it's just the beginning. We're just getting started. We're just scratching the surface. We're going to spend, or we should spend, the rest of our lives trying to become closer to Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you what, one of the things that really has motivated me over the past couple of days is to look at the life of Mother Angelica. Now, you know how strongly I feel about Mother, and I got some news I want to share with you in a couple minutes. But if you look at how much she loved Jesus and how she spoke about him like he was real to her, it was so powerful. What a great witness. And she drew people closer to the Lord because she had an intimate friendship with him. And the reason that she spoke as if he was real to her, because he was real to her. Now, of course, let's face it, Jesus is real. But for many of us, he's not. We don't have a close friendship with him. And that's something we should all work on. And again, I plan to take the rest of my life doing that. You never want to get to a point in your friendship with Jesus that you say, well, this is it, I don't need to work on the relationship. No, you always have to work on the relationship. So let's do that together, shall we? Let's try to draw closer to Jesus. I'm going to share some things, and I'm going to continue to do that. I want this program, I want my ministry, I want everything that I do to be about Jesus. And Jesus founded a church. So it only follows that learning about the Catholic Church will help you to learn about Jesus. Jesus is the Word. He's the second person of the Trinity. And what is the Word of God? Who is the Word of God? The Word is Jesus. So when we refer to the Bible as the Word of God, we're talking about Jesus. When we refer to, in our Catholic tradition, in our Catholic teaching, sacred tradition, the oral teaching of the church through the ages, the apostolic tradition handed down from one generation to the next, that also makes up the Word of God. We've got the sacred tradition and sacred scripture combined to form the Word of God. Who is it? It's Jesus. So when we learn about the teachings of our church, when we read sacred scripture, we're learning about Jesus. More importantly than learning about Jesus, we are growing closer to him. We're encountering him. And that's what I want my focus to be. And when you do that, and see, this is the beautiful thing, when you do that, then you'll find your worries begin to vanish. You'll find the peace that you're looking for. If you're not peaceful, it's because you need the Lord in your life. You need Him with you, side by side, throughout the day. Now, the good news is He's there. The bad news is we often fail to see His presence. So it's an awareness problem. It's an awareness problem, and it's getting to know Him on our part. He knows us perfectly. He's numbered the hairs on our heads. For some of us, it doesn't take too much numbering, but He knows how many hairs are on our heads. He knows us intimately. And as a result, we need to do our part. If we want the relationship to flourish, we need to do our part and get to know Him better. And that's what I'm going to do. That's what I plan to do. And I really hope that you'll be able to stick with me on this program as we go throughout 2016. We're now in our sixth year on Blog Talk Radio, and I plan to stay here for as long as I can. Just as a heads up, in the fall, I plan to do Total Consecration to Jesus Through Mary once again. And I also plan to do an Advent radio retreat as well as the annual Lenten radio retreat. So I've got lots of good things coming up. I'll let you know about some of the themes that I have planned starting next week. We're going to talk Easter talk all this week because we're in the octave of Easter. But next week, we'll switch back to some of the old favorite themes so that we learn about Jesus, so that we learn about His Catholic Church, so that we grow closer to Him. And I really want to emphasize it. This program is not going to be about shoving Catholic doctrine down your throat, because unfortunately, we see a lot of that in the world. I love the Catholic Church. I am going to teach you what the Catholic Church teaches. I think that's so important. But you also need to know Jesus. And if I just sit here and spew out facts, the church teaches this, the church teaches this, the church teaches this, it's not going to help you. You need to get to know Jesus. So as a result, what I want to do is help you to grow closer to Jesus Christ. Now, believe me, I'm working on this too. So we will do this together. We will grow closer to Jesus, and as a result, we're going to love His church even more. I know I love my wife, Eileen, and I want to find out everything about her past. I want to find out about what she liked when she grew up. We talk about this all the time, what songs she liked, what TV shows she used to like, what food she used to eat, what they used to do for holidays. And we've been married for 21 years, but I'm still learning things that I didn't know about Eileen. That's the wonderful thing about having a relationship with somebody you love. You want to learn more about them. Therefore, as a result, every day on this program, you're going to get a taste of the Lord's Word in sacred Scripture. And you're going to get the Old Testament or the first reading, the Psalm, and you're going to get one of the Gospel passages. So that's what we do. We do the daily Mass readings on this show, and I really feel that that's an important part of this program. Okay, couple pieces of news. I talked about Mother Angelica. Well, I am very blessed because on Thursday, now, I typically do a regular segment on the Sunrise Morning Show every Wednesday at 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time. We call the segment Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. It's a segment designed to help you, with the help of Christ, overcome anxiety. Well, that's being preempted this week, but I'm okay with that. I think I'm being preempted for Marcus Grote, who's going to talk about Mother Angelica. That's a good preemption. I'm okay with that. But I am going to be on the show Morning Glory with Brian Patrick, which will air on Thursday at 7:10 a.m. Eastern Time on the EWTN Radio Network. And I am blessed, I really am, because I'm going to share my thoughts on Mother Angelica and how she has saved my life. Now, I talked about this last night. I blogged about it, and I was flattered that the folks at EWTN thought that the post was worthy of inviting me on the show to talk about Mother. I never met Mother in person, but she influenced my life so tremendously, and she continues to influence my life. And she is my source of inspiration for going forward with my full-time Catholic ministry. So please, if you get a chance, I would love to have you tune in to the Morning Glory program on Sunrise on EWTN Radio Thursday at 7:10 a.m. Eastern Time as I give a little tribute to Mother Angelica and what she means to me. Okay, business time. Well, first let's start with the beverage du jour, and then we'll get to the business. How'd that sound? Let me do that again. If you're thinking that sounds like mystic monk Pasca Java, you are absolutely correct. And yes, I am drinking some of the greatest coffee you will ever drink, Mystic Monk Coffee, brewed by real monks passionate for fine coffee. You can find out more by visiting my website, followingthetruth.com, and clicking on the Mystic Monk image. If you like flavored coffees, you got to get yourself some Pasca Java, which is a special blend they brew up for the Easter season. Also some Easter Sunrise blend, which is another great coffee. And if you're, again, if you're into the flavored coffees, Cinnamon Coffee Cake. Excellent, excellent coffee. Mystic Monk Coffee, available at followingthetruth.com. If you purchase the coffee through the link on my website, you're going to help me out. You're going to get yourself some fine coffee. You will help to support the monks who are based in Cody, Wyoming, and you're also going to help me to keep this program on the air. I would also ask you to, I'm at a point where I need some additional sponsors. If you're able to sponsor me each month, I would really appreciate it. If you'd like to become a monthly sponsor of this program, you can do it for as little as $10 a day, which works out to 33 cents each day, $10 a month. That would help me greatly. And you can cancel it after 1 month. You're not locked in for any time. But I would love it if you, I would be very grateful if you're able to help me out there by becoming a monthly sponsor, or you can give any kind of a donation, whatever works for you, totally secure through PayPal, through my website, followingthetruth.com. Just click on the donate tab. In addition, if you purchase anything from Amazon.com and you would be kind enough to use the link on my website, again, followingthetruth.com, and all you need to do is when you decide to go to Amazon.com, when you go to purchase something, all you need to do is do followingthetruth.com and click on the Amazon link from there. By doing that, you get me a small commission for anything that you purchase. Now, it doesn't mean that your prices are any different. Your prices will be the same. But you, by the fact that you use that link, it really helps me out. So if you like the program and you'd like to help me stay on the air, these are some ways that you could do it, and I would be very grateful. Also, please keep me in your prayers. You can rest assured that you will be in my prayers as well. All right, let's pray, and then we'll get right to the program as we look at these daily Mass readings for Tuesday with the octave of Easter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us another day. Thank you for allowing us to be here on this earth. We know that you have a mission for us, Father. Please, grant us the strength that we need to be able to accept our mission and to live it out. Please help us to share you with everyone that we meet. And also help us to get to know you better through your Son, Jesus, with the help of the Holy Spirit. Father, we ask you to help those who are sick today. We ask you to be with those who are lonely, those who are struggling with doubt or despair, those who may be dealing with financial difficulties or facing religious persecution or weather-related problems. Please help them and grant them your peace. Father, we present to you our own personal intentions, whatever they may be, and help us to overcome the worries of daily life and instead to trust in your providence. I turn this program over to you, Heavenly Father. I ask you to bless it. I ask you to speak through me, and I ask you to open our minds so that we may be able to hear your message and to put it into practice. We ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. We now turn to our Blessed Mother Mary and ask for her prayers as together we join voices and pray, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death, amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us, and good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. You know, it did occur to me, I forgot to mention this at the start of the show, I've got a couple appearances coming up this weekend. If you are in the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania area, I will be the master of ceremonies and giving two talks at the IHM Homeschooling Conference in Bluebell, PA, which is in the Philly suburbs. That's going to be Friday, April the 1st, starting at 12 noon. It's a one-day conference. Come on out. Admission is free. I'd love to meet you. I'll have my books available for sale, my CDs, my DVDs, my book. I'll have free bookmarks for you. I'll have me. So I'll be there. But I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but I'll be there. I'd love to meet you. And on a Sunday, which is April the 3rd at 7 p.m. in the evening, I'll be at speaking at Steubenville, Ohio, at Franciscan University at Steubenville, Ohio. It is primarily for college students. The talk's From Fear to Faith. It's a talk that you can definitely relate to no matter what your age is. It is not restricted to the students, though. So if you're in the area of Steubenville, you want to stop on by, I'd love to meet you. That will be at 7 p.m. And if you need more details, you can find them at followingthetruth.com, right on my website. And if you have questions, just shoot me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com. It's always good to get out on the road, and always keep me in mind if you would like me to speak at your parish. I'd very much like to do that. Your parish, your conference, lead your parish mission, whatever it is, I'd love to do that. All right, one more sip of Pascha Java. And now let's get started. We're going to talk about Jesus. We're going to talk about some really good stuff today. I'm going to give you something. If you're somebody who struggles with anxiety, I want you to pay attention to this because you are really going to appreciate what I have to say today. You know, we go through life struggling. We go through life with all kinds of problems and issues. And oftentimes, well, always the answer is right in front of us. The answer is Jesus. And we're worried, we're struggling, we're sad, we're looking down, and yet the answer is in front of us. Let's not panic. Let's always turn to Jesus. I'm going to share, especially in the gospel today, something that we all need to remember. And there's a precedent for this. We're not the only ones who have done this, but there's some really good news that I'm going to share with you. So let's get right to it. I know, shut up, Gary, and start sharing it already, right? I hear you. First reading, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 36 through 41. And, just as an aside before I do this, one of the beautiful things about the Easter season is you're going to hear these readings from the Acts of the Apostles. This is a snapshot of the early church that existed shortly after the time of Christ. This is what the church looked like. And you're going to see some serious, serious faith here. These people are worthy of our imitation, right? Check this out. On the day of Pentecost, Peter said to the Jewish people, "Let the whole house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and they asked Peter and the other apostles, "What are we to do, my brothers?" Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promises made to you and to your children and to those far off, whomever the Lord our God will call." He testified with many other arguments and was exhorting them, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 persons were added that day. When you and I are baptized, we are incorporated into the mystical body of Christ. We begin this intimate union with Christ. We are part of his body. That's a hard concept to understand. That's not one of the easiest things to wrap your brain around, is it? But it's a true statement. So the fact that you were baptized not only wiped out your original sin, and that's a good thing, because we come into this world incapable of living in heaven because of original sin. Well, baptism fixes that. Baptism wipes out that original sin and makes it possible for you to live in heaven. Now, unfortunately, we mess that up as soon as we hit the age of reason and we start sinning, and we get ourselves, possibly, if we commit a mortal sin, we render ourselves incapable of living in heaven. But in his mercy, the Lord gives us the sacrament of confession or reconciliation, which allows us to once again wipe the slate clean. There are no limits. You know, it's not like the NFL where you only have so many chances to challenge a play. When the coaches decide to challenge a play and they take it to review, they look at the instant replay, you get a limit. You have a limited number of challenges. With confession, you could go every day if you need it. There is no limit that you hit for your life. Thank you, Lord, for that. That's a great blessing. If you commit a mortal sin, you go to confession, the slate is wiped clean, you are once again able to live in heaven when you die. And let's keep in mind, that's the reason we're here. We are here in this world to one day, we were created for heaven. We're not created for this life. But what we do in this life, what we say and what we do in this life will impact where we spend eternity. You're listening to this show. I say this all the time, and I really mean it. Congratulations. You care. You obviously care if you're listening to this show. You're not listening to this show because you like the sound of my voice, although I hope you do like the sound of my voice. But that's not the reason you're listening. You're listening because you want to be good. You want to learn more about Jesus. You want to get to know Jesus personally, and you want to get to heaven. Well, good for you. You're on the right track. But when we look at this reading, we learn that, and sometimes this is not understood very well, when we're baptized, we receive the Holy Spirit for the first time. That's what Peter tells us in this reading. Now, that gift is completed by the sacrament of confirmation, but you have the Holy Spirit. If you were baptized and confirmed, you've got the Holy Spirit and all of his seven gifts within you. Now, they're given to you in a seed form, and they need to grow throughout your life, but you've got those gifts. You have at your disposal something that the apostles didn't have when they were following Jesus. That's why they messed up so many times. But unfortunately, we can reject these gifts. We don't need to. It's not an automatic. You have the gifts of the Holy Spirit. You can still sin. You can still do the wrong thing. But knowing that you have these gifts of the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit's presence within you should give you some confidence. It also should make you a lot less lonely. Save yourself from this corrupt generation, the advice of St. Peter. This is the advice that I have for you, too. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. Did you ever hear that expression? We're here, but we're pilgrims on a journey. We're traveling to heaven. We're passing through. But it's very important that we get to know Christ in this life, because he's going to lead us to eternal life in heaven. And if that relationship isn't there, and if we don't cooperate with the grace that Christ gives us through the sacraments, that's how he gives us the grace primarily, then we're going to be in trouble, and it's possible for us not to make it to heaven. So we have to really work at this. But if we do work at it, if we do work at our relationship with the Lord, then we're going to get there. We're going to reach heaven. We will live eternally with him. And if you ask him, if you ask the Lord to help you to get to know him better, he's not going to say no. So this is something that's very doable. You don't need a master's degree in theology to get to know Christ intimately. Please keep that in mind. You don't need an advanced degree. You don't have to pass an exam to get to know Christ as an intimate personal friend. And sometimes we start to think that way. Well, that's one of the reasons I try to keep things as simple as possible in the show, because I don't want you to think that way, because it's wrong to think that way. Anybody can get to know Christ. I'm not the smartest guy in the world, and I've gotten to know him. I still want to get to know him better, but anyone can get to know Christ and should get to know Christ. Let's look at the responsorial psalm today. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Psalm 33. Upright is the word of the Lord, and all his works are trustworthy. He loves justice and right. Of the kindness of the Lord, the earth is full. See, the eyes of the Lord are upon those who fear him, upon those who hope for his kindness, to deliver them from death and preserve them in spite of famine. Our soul waits for the Lord, who is our help and our shield. May your kindness, O Lord, be upon us who have put our hope in you. You know the takeaway that I want you to get from this psalm today? The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. But what we need to do is go look for him. He's there. He's there. Everything that we do, everyone we see, every situation that happens to us in our life, he's there. But we can miss him because we focus too much on the problems, on the struggles, on the details. And we fail to spend the time looking for the Lord. And again, that's the secret. That's the secret. The secret is he's there. We just need to make ourselves aware of his presence. And that's going to require work on our part. We're going to have to work at it. But man, I'll tell you what, it is work. It is time well spent. I want to look at this gospel now. And this is really one of the most important lessons that we could ever learn. John 20, 11 through 18. Mary Magdalene stayed outside the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned around and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he had told her. Isn't that a great story? Mary Magdalene was sad, and she went to the tomb. She went to the tomb, and she stayed outside the tomb weeping, not understanding that Jesus had risen. He wasn't there anymore. His body had risen from the dead. Now, keep that in mind. Keep that in mind that in your life, you're often going to be weeping due to things that may have happened, disappointments, rejections, job loss, financial burdens, relationship difficulties, any number of things. You might be weeping. You might be weeping. And in reality, something very good might be happening, or is happening. Because if God's letting it happen in your life, then it is good. And it somehow will help you to get to heaven. But Mary's sad, she's weeping, she's standing outside of the tomb, she sees two angels, and they said, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she said, "They've taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." Guess what? Mary concocted this story in her mind, her imagination. When she looked at the situation, came up with the idea that, well, the only possible explanation is that somebody took the body of the Lord, and I'm not going to be able to anoint him. That's not what happened at all. And I would encourage you to try to avoid jumping to conclusions in your life when you see something that looks unpleasant, when you see something that looks hopeless, when you see a road that appears to be a dead end. Get to know Jesus and talk to him and ask him, "What's going on, Lord? What can we do with this? What should I do, Lord?" Because a lot of times these dead ends and these circumstances are not what they seem. I said it many times. My full-time work for the Lord came about through a job layoff. Best move that ever happened for me. But at the time, it seemed like a disaster. Now, it didn't stop there, because when she turned around, she saw Jesus there, but didn't know it was Jesus. He said, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She thought he was the gardener, saying, "Hey, if you carried him away, tell me where they put him, and I'll take him." Again, she still has her mind locked around this scenario that they carried him away. But he called. Jesus didn't stop there. He kept reaching out to her, and he called her by name. And then she got it. She understood that it was him. continue to reach out to Jesus, and you're going to see He will always be there for you. I'm out of time. Got to run. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Take care.